Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show. Conservative news and commentary addressing the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio and television network. It was with great relief that I viewed voting results for the special election December 2 in Tennessee's 7th Congressional District. That was triggered by Representative Mark Green's resignation from Congress last July. In what the media referred to as a tight race between strong Trump supporter, Republican Matt Van Epps, and Democrat Afton Bean, or Ben, B-H-E-N is her last name, spelled B-H-E-N, where polls showed Epps leading by only 2 percentage points, in the end, Epps won by nearly 8%. On December 3, voting results showed Epps won 53.9% of the vote to Bean's 45%. Once again, we see that the vaunted polls were a bunch of crap and probably purposely biased with the intent to discourage Republican voters. Either that or they're badly flawed some other way. And as I said, this election's decisive victory for pro-Trump Republicans was a great relief, not only for helping maintain the Republican slim lead in controlling the U.S. House of Representatives, but also in stark contrast to the Republican disasters in the nationwide elections last month. After those elections, the fanatical jihadi Muslim and communist Zohran Mamdani won the New York City mayor's race, although he calls himself a Democrat socialist, but he has called for the seizing of the means of production by the all-powerful state. He's called for the end of private property, so I'll let you decide whether he's a communist or a Democrat. Democratic socialist. Anyway, in Pennsylvania last month, 3 leftist state Supreme Court justices were reelected against Trump's recommendation, thus ensuring continued leftist dominance on that state's Supreme Court. And in California, the state overwhelmingly passed a proposition suspending the state's already left-leaning Congressional Redistricting Commission to allow Democrat gerrymandering, eliminating 5 Republican U.S. House seats. The Republicans immediately sued, contending the gerrymandering is illegal, but if upheld, out of California's huge 52-seat U.S. House seats, all but 4 will be held by Democrats. And this in a state where, if you can believe recent polling results, or rather voting results, nearly 40% of voters vote Republican. Although few Americans are aware of it, I have no doubt we are experiencing a so-called color revolution like the ones our intelligence agencies have orchestrated in other countries. And you'll hear more about how these are done in the videos we're presenting today. what I want to say was the intelligence community, in doing this, has been colluding with communists and other totalitarians, the so-called globalists, which is a new name for communism, which are attempting to pull off a coup in America. This would be a continuation of the coup they carried out with the stolen 2020 elections and later elections that, among other things, installed in my opinion, a criminal and traitor Joe Biden and his regime in power. Getting started with today's video presentations, I'm going to play the first 4 video clips back-to-back without further commentary after briefly describing what you'll be seeing. 3 are from recent episodes of the Alex Jones Show, where Jones offers commentary on current political events, including this color revolution and who is behind it, and also interviews former National Security Advisor, retired U.S. Army General Michael Flynn, who was all but destroyed by the deep state and their coup of 2020. Flynn declares, "We are only one election away," and I agree with him 100%, "we're only one election away from disaster." So this all wasn't ended with Trump's election. Don't think that by any means. You'll see and hear Flynn say this and some pretty important things here, so you don't want to miss that. The second clip is a segment from a longer version we carried on our last show from a recent Stephen Gardner show on YouTube. In this second clip played today, Gardner is interviewing retired CIA operations officer Gary Bertson. Bertson has been investigating with others, including former Overstock.com founder and former CEO and now election integrity advocate Patrick Byrne. And they have been investigating the widely used electronic voting machine software, specifically the source code, and which Bernson says was used to steal a 2020 election. I believe there are other things done besides that, but this source code of these electronic voting devices can be manipulated and also steal elections in more than 70 other countries in recent years. This source code is said to have been developed and used by the communist Venezuelans, and it's detailed in a book I'll show you in a moment, and has been used by them and Cuba, the government of Cuba, along with other countries, including, he alleges, China, to steal thousands of elections worldwide, as I said. This source code is insidious. It constantly mutates and hides what it does, so there's no way to trace what is done with it, and it can be manipulated remotely. I'm playing this segment again on today's show to emphasize the dangers we have been facing in this now widespread use of electronic voting devices, including in all the key U.S. swing states that decide our presidential races. Don't you think this has something to do with the current efforts by the U.S. to remove the Maduro regime in Venezuela? You won't see this in the clip, but during that interview, Bertson recommends that to get a better understanding of this matter, you should buy this book. It's called Stolen Elections, The Takedown of Democracies Worldwide by author Ralph Pizzullo. It's available on Amazon for only about $20, probably cheaper, I think, if you buy it for use with Kindle. In the fourth clip, also from a recent Alex Jones show, Jones plays video from a woman, I believe her name is Katie Passe, P-A-S-S-E, Passe, who really does a great job of summarizing how we Trump people are fighting back against the tyranny America is facing today. There's a bit of confusion at the start of this clip, I believe, in which Jones initially identifies Pass as being another woman who had actually reposted Pass's commentary. But at the end of the clip, he shows contact information for Pass.
Their live coup when they've already tried five or six other ones.
We're one election away. One election. We're not one presidency. We're not one generation. We are one election. If we don't get this election, this next election right, he's done. He's done. And frankly, if he's done, we're done. You're done. I'm done. Roger. All of those who have been sticking our necks out here fighting for this country. And I'm just telling you. And you know what? And it'll be one hell of a day that when that happens, we'll see what happens. But Trump, you have to take action. You're going to have to take action. President Trump, you're going to have to take action now. Address the nation. Get it all out there. Tell us what we need to do.
You're about to have your mind blown. Well, the media would have you believe that President Trump is pushing for war with Venezuela or a regime change. I believe it could be something other than that. To help me go through all this, I have Gary Bernstein. Gary, thank you so much for joining me today.
Pleasure to be with you, sir.
So a little background for my audience. Gary is a distinguished American securities expert, a retired 23-year CIA veteran.
So the point was the FBI, Homeland Security, and the CIA during the Biden administration did no collection on this stuff. They were in stand-down mode. They were not collecting against Venezuela or the Cartel del Sol. And there's a reason for it. The reason is they were colluding with that administration and with that cartel because they knew they could deliver elections to them. Make no mistake what this was about.
Wow.
Make no mistake.
Yeah.
All right, look, I led the entry into Afghanistan. I was in charge of the East Africa bombings. I was the chief of Hezbollah operations in CIA for several years. So I had responsibility for the Khobar Towers bombings and the bombings in Argentina also, okay? Wasn't my first rodeo. Didn't fall off an onion truck on the way to this thing, okay? I've been doing this thing for a long time. I'm 68 years old. I've been 40 years in the business. Don't need to make up stuff, all right? These were wicked people. These people were stealing elections, and our political apparatus, Democratic Party knew, Republicans, some Republicans knew too. Some Republicans knew too. And so, you know, you have to look around. You know, everyone else was sued, okay? Everybody else was sued but me. We came out, told them, we have your source code. We have witnesses. I got a letter from Dominion, right? Fox paid them $768.5 million. They sent me a letter to stand down. I wouldn't stand down. Forget that. I want to see them in discovery. They didn't want to meet with me in discovery. They didn't want to interview me. They didn't want to meet me and my witnesses. The witnesses that Martine and I and Patrick were involved with recruiting and bringing in. They're afraid. They should have been afraid. They sold the company a week ago, right? They're running. That's Dominion. Smartmatic, the other part of this, that has the same source code, has the same the same lineage. They're together. Those guys, their president's indicted. He's and she's got a superseding indictment down in Miami for a case of corruption having to do with the elections in the Philippines. Look, they use these machines first in Venezuela, then Latin America, then the United States, and they stole elections in over 70 countries around the world using this code. There has been an all-out assault on global democracy, moving the world to the left. And it was the Venezuelans. It was the Soros people were helping them and meeting with them. It was the Cubans and the Venezuelans. And the Democratic Party in the United States understood. Leaders understood what was up.
Tomorrow's news today.
Well, the globalists are getting their coup plan against Trump out in the open. The Podesta plan. The White House has officially come out and said the elements of the CIA are trying to overthrow the government and are running psyops against the American people, because they are. We know the name of the agencies, the funding. We even know that it's Brennan, who's officially lost his security clearance, but really still runs much of the CIA. So Drudge linked to our Roger Stone Reveals Exclusive Truth Bombs from his meeting with the president, and then we get into the CIA coup plan. Now, I've been hammering this for months, and I told you I've been talking to the White House, and also Stone was there last week, and I explained once this all broke last week with the Seditious Six that what they did by itself isn't illegal, but who they work for and the script they were given, Brennan, we know, and the production company that's going to come out, that that's part of a compendium of undermining the military and the president, just like they did with Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all the rest of it. It's a continuation of all of that, and they got grand juries open looking at all that treason. And so this is just a cherry on top, and I've hammered it, that you cannot simply address the statement like the Deputy Attorney General said, oh, yeah, this looks bad. We'll ask them what they meant by that statement. It's not about the statement. It's the intent of the statement and who ordered it and who commanded it. And we know John Brennan and Barack Obama. And it's part of the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act that Obama signed right when he left office in 2017. Let's go ahead and roll this lady, who I thought did a really great job. April Sparks. We should get her on as a guest. I've seen her before. She's really smart. If I remember correctly, I think she used to be a liberal, too. You know, that's what's got to scare these folks, is some of these liberals aren't dumb, but they were kind of brought up in it in Stockholm Syndrome and didn't get the perspective. And then once they shift and see it, they are extremely actually intelligent once they get out of the trance. So here she is.
You've now probably heard political experts over and over refer to the fact that what we're witnessing is a color revolution. And they're right. And let me explain why. A color revolution is a communist globalist playbook to take over a country without tanks actually rolling down Main Street. It's how they flipped places like Serbia, Georgia, Ukraine, and they tried to flip a dozen others. The same exact playbook every single time. This is how they do it. One, they demonize the leader of the people who they actually voted for. Two, they flood the country with chaos like riots, open borders, economic pain. Three, they weaponize the courts, the media, and big tech to finish him off. And four, they install a puppet who sells the country out to China and the UN. And that's not theory, that's the manual. They opened it on us in the United States the day Donald Trump won in 2016. And here's how they ran it on us step by step. From 2016 to 2020, they gave us the Russia collusion hoax, FBI spying, two fake impeachments, Antifa burning cities while CNN called it fiery but mostly peaceful, and the goal was to make you hate the guy you voted for. In 2020, we had 2 a.m. ballot dumps, boarded up windows, 51 Intel agents lying about Hunter's laptop, Zuckerberg dropping $400 million to help count votes in Democrat cities. And the goal there was to steal the election while calling you a conspiracy theorist for noticing. From 2021 to 2024, we had Joe Biden opening the border on day one, 12 million plus illegals, military age men from China and Venezuela and all over the world, free flights, free hotels, free EBT cards, all on your dime. Cities collapse, crime explodes, schools and hospitals break. The goal, to make Americans feel like strangers in their own country. Then from 2021 to 2025, 91 felony charges, Mar-a-Lago raided, gag orders, mug shots. They didn't want to just beat Trump. They wanted to break him and every future patriot who dares to run. Look at what they did to Charlie Kirk. That is a textbook color revolution. But on November 5th, 2024, the American people looked this Marxist coup dead in the eye and said, not today. 312 electoral votes, popular vote landslide, the biggest Hispanic and Black Republican turnout ever. We pulled off the greatest peaceful counter-revolution in world history. But the deep state isn't done. The same snakes who funded BLM riots, Ukraine coup, and Arab Spring still sit in the FBI, CIA, big tech, and the universities. They'll try again in 2026 or in 2028, but now you know the game. Every time you see another mostly peaceful riot, sudden experts all using the same scripted words, a new crisis 2 weeks before an election, you're watching the color revolution playbook live on American soil. Never forget what they tried to do to us. Back mass deportations. If we have no border, we have no country. Protect every America First fighter willing to swing the axe on the swamp. Teach your kids the truth. Communism didn't die in 1991. It just dyed its hair purple and moved to Washington. This is still the United States of America. We are still the home of the brave, and the brave do not bow to color revolutions. Recognize what is happening, stare it in the face, speak out against it, and then we finish taking our country back, one closed border, one drained swamp, and one restored republic at a time. We need to support our president in taking all necessary measures to do just that. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
I know I'm pronouncing it right. It's Katie Passé. I've seen a lot of her stuff. It was reposted on April Sparks. I want to get her on. I mean, she is so smart. She just said in 3.5 minutes what takes me an hour to say. That is a hole-in-one, 100% nailed it. Amazing.
Now let's watch a segment from another Stephen Gardner show on YouTube. A recent show in which Gardner discusses elements of the color revolution we are facing today using commentary from Alex Jones and Fox News hosts. The video capture software cut off Gardner's final comment at the end of this clip, and there wasn't time to try and redo the capture. But what Gardner says at the very end is, we can't let them get away with this, meaning we can't let our political enemies get away with what they're doing.
Alex Jones is warning President Trump and the American people that there is an attempt to do a soft coup through the military, and it's being financed with billionaire George Soros money. I'm talking about the Seditious Six, members of Congress that were given a script, told to show up and film at a specific time, where they told military people, do not obey the orders of your commander-in-chief. Well, now we are finding out that the NGO, the nonprofit that is linked to this seditious behavior, goes back to none other than George Soros. And it's not just these members of Congress calling to disobey President Trump as commander-in-chief. Now there's billboards going up around the country asking people, is this what you really signed up for? To obey the orders of Donald J. Trump? So I want to get into this, and I'm going to react to it with you. But Alex Jones, he breaks down how this is actually an organized coup where they are planting seeds of doubt within the military and the police as President Trump uses the National Guard and Border Patrol and Department of Homeland Security and ICE in order to clean up the country. Let me go ahead and bring this to the stage.
Many years before they had the pandemic and the release of COVID, I predicted the 6 feet apart, the mask, the poison vaccine that erased your immune system. How'd I do it all? Well, it turned out there were CIA and John Hopkins, Bill Gates funded war games with the UN, like Event 201 in 2011, that war gamed it all. Well, it turns out in August of 2020, the Democratic Party had a war game with John Podesta that they adopted as their policy, that if Trump won the election, they would foment a civil war. But they first had to maneuver the public into believing Trump was a dictator when he put military on the streets when the Democrats were planning to burn down the country. The Summer of Love in 2020 was just a beta test in case Trump won of what they were going to do the next summer in 2021.
Okay, so they were preparing to rig the election in Joe Biden's favor, but they were testing the country and Trump to see how much damage and violence and burning down cities they could get away with. And then they started dripping into the military that it was okay to disobey orders.
Now, the reason I open up this discussion about what's happening now is it's a continuation of the same plan. When Trump won re-election and was president-elect in November of last year, during those 76 days he was just president-elect, they openly said, we're now going to implement that plan. And here we are, 10, 11 months in, they're trying it. Having these senators and House members and CIA people come out and say, don't follow his illegal orders, but he's not given illegal orders. But they're putting the idea out there that anything Trump does with the military, when they try to stage this event that leads to a civil war and a coup, is illegal. Now, Greg Gutfeld did an excellent job today laying all of this out on the Five. And I want to go over some of it, but the angle he hits is, you need to remember, and I need to do this as well, because even though I know all this, I still sometimes get caught up in stuff, that with the Democrats, they are completely discredited. And not just the list of things he puts out, but two men can have a baby, MS-13 is part of God's children, President Trump got pissed on by Russian hookers, on and on and on and on. So they're the known liars. And look, as populists, as conservatives, as nationalists, as Republicans, it's great to criticize Trump. And he does some bad things. His administration goes the wrong track. We get on his ass. But the Democrats are betting that we'll just stay on the Republicans' ass and forget about the fact that they are the dyed and wool liars and frauds of all time. I mean, they break the records when you study history of any political group I've ever seen for just the level of gaslighting and fraud. But his breakdown was excellent. Now, here's the lead up of some of the incredible things that Senator Kelly and others are putting out and how they're spinning it. And then the way that Gutfeld responds is absolutely on target. And then Jesse Waters nails it at the end and says, listen, we're done with you guys. We have to let that sink in. The Democrats are the enemy. They're the known threat. They're part of the globalist WEF. They're the ones allied with communist China. Swallow as well. When Newsom runs for president, which has been basically announced, is going to be installed as the new governor of California, a known Chinese spy So, yeah, let's keep Trump honest and stay on his ass. But I'm noticing most populists, most conservatives, because the liberals promote it and give you attention for it, spend 95% of your time bitching about Trump, even making stuff up and exaggerating. No, we need to stay on Trump, but a lot of the time he course corrects and overall does a great job. We need to stay focused on these known liars. Here's the exchange that we're going to analyze here from Fox today on the 5, and then I'll come back with some final comments, but this is really important stuff.
Okay, make sure you stay for what Gutfeld says, and then I'm going to tell you my thoughts on this, and then Jesse Waters absolutely hits a home run when it comes to what they are trying to do to undermine the President of the United States.
The seditious six might be wishing they could snag a pardon of their own. The FBI is seeking to interview the six members of Congress who made a reckless video about troops disobeying illegal orders. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, he's facing a Pentagon probe and possible court-martial over his role in the video. And he's still clueless on what illegal orders Trump has given. Watch.
I said something that was pretty simple and non-controversial, and that was that members of the military should follow the law. And in response to that, Donald Trump said, I should be executed. I should be hanged. I should be prosecuted.
Were there specific, potentially illegal orders that you were thinking about that were the sort of precipitating cause for you guys to get together and do that?
Here's the thing, Rachel. You don't want to wait for your kid to get hit by a car before you tell him to look both ways. The whole thing's almost comical.
Arizona's other senator, Ruben Gallego, he is providing covering fire for his fellow senators and telling the Trump administration to watch out.
Donald Trump's going to be gone a couple years. And if you're part of the military that is going after sitting senators, sitting members of Congress, and part of, you know, the weaponization of government, there will be consequences, without a doubt. So, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of officers that are going to be part of this, potential tribunal, if they want to call that. They're going to be looking over their shoulders.
And AOC is calling President Trump's mental stability into question over the whole situation.
The president's remarks are, I think, indicate a level of instability. It's not just shocking. It's not just offensive. It's bizarre. It is erratic. It's volatile. And I think it indicates a mental state that we should all be questioning right now, whether that's emotional, mental, what have you. It is not normal to make these accusations. It is not normal to invoke these kinds of threats of violence.
All right. So they are dripping out to the American public and into the military that Trump is losing his mind. That, you know what? We should have seen the signs with Biden, but we didn't. We can make this right by seeing the signs with President Trump. And they're leaking out to these people that it is okay to disobey Donald Trump just because they don't like him. But they know that you can't just say that. So they've got to make him look crazy, that he's losing his mental capabilities, and that he is so evil that you have to betray him like when Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon and killed everyone in the Senate. Let's keep going.
All right, Greg.
Yes.
Which one of those Looney Tunes do you want to start with?
Well, I would like to paraphrase The Who and say, meet the new hoax, same as the old hoax. This is a military video that managed to make something out of nothing. So you have, it's the pure structure. One, you begin with an insinuation that becomes an imaginary problem that is bolstered by, and this is important, the credentialed class, which is exactly what they did with the denial of Hunter's laptop and Russian collusion. You find so-called experts. Then this is amplified by a receptive media. You saw that with Russia collusion and the Find People hoax. And then you get the Trump response, which is then incorporated into the hoax that he is authoritarian. Look how he responded. However, this can only work if you have no memory or no scruples, because there is no credibility among the Democrats or the media. The big picture here, why is this happening? The power and the currency of the Trump administration is energy, and the goal is to deplete that energy to handicap the White House and to handicap the rest of us. Tiring us out is their strategy. So when you see stuff like that, you realize the only value that you can give this thing is to absorb to absorb the story. Instead of absorbing it, you observe it. In fact, that's the way you should treat all news, is when a story is coming at you, you don't let it in. You just observe it. You let it swirl around you. You don't want to give it any energy, especially when they don't deserve your energy. Let the two discredited entities, the media and the Democrats, play ball between themselves. You cannot grant them any of your attention or your energy, given the Fine People hoax, the laptop cover-up, the Russian collusion, and especially and most notably the Joe Biden cover-up. If you take the word of the Democrats, then you probably still believe OJ is going to find the real killer, and he's dead. As for, and I'll shut up, the non-controversial thing that the astronaut says, it's kind of a half-truth in that it's obvious that you should not obey illegal orders. So that's non-controversial. What is controversial is that they did the video, which means it had nothing to do with that. So you don't gather all the elite Democrats together and make a video to state something obvious or banal. You do it to create dissent and chaos and deceive Americans.
And it seems to me, Jesse, that for quite a long time now, these certain liberals and Democrats with lots of followers have gotten used to throwing out outlandish and false defamatory statements, especially about the president, and no one ever asked for specificity. Now you see someone just even say like, which one? Which one are you talking about? And they immediately deflate because they are unable to cite anything that the president has done that isn't actually perfectly constitutional or within bounds.
And you got to give the mainstream media credit for asking a question. Usually they just buy it. We're not going to let the Democrats mess with the military anymore. We're just not going to let them do it. They already did it with DEI. They did it with trans. They had drag queen story hour on army bases. It's done. We're done with it. Okay? They've already destroyed morale enough. And we're sick of cleaning up their messes in Ukraine and Iran at the border. We have a lot to handle. All right? And it's only been a year. This is ending, and it's ending now.
All right, so just to recap, this is so important because a lot of us were being hit with so much information. The plot is to put out a fake story, get the mainstream left-leaning media to pick it up, pour gas all over it, get the reaction from Donald Trump to make him look crazy, then they gaslight their voters. The entire thing is a psyop on your mental health to drain you of energy. So that you'll just give in and go, I guess Donald Trump is evil. I guess Donald Trump is bad. Don't fall for it. You're smarter than that. That's why you watch my show and other great shows. Okay, Alex Jones is going to point something out really important, and then Jesse Waters is going to bring it home. So stick with me on this. Microplastic.
After I left the studio tonight, I realized I forgot the most important point. Jesse Waters exposed from a CIA sources the CIA, or elements of it, are in command of this operation. I've already reported that, but now he knows it, and other major reporters are now putting info out as well. This shows, one of the first times in U.S. history, that there is an internal war within the CIA, and that good people inside are exposing this plot. I covered it in more detail today on the show. There's full videos on X, Rumble, that detail it all, over an hour of it, but here's the clip of Waters talking about it. This is a big, big deal because this is the Democrats' final play, ladies and gentlemen.
So I talked to two CIA officers who said that this is a part of a larger hoax. And what they're doing here is they're trying to condition the country to prepare for something bad that's about to happen at the hands of Donald Trump. It's straight out of the CIA playbook. It's a destabilization operation where you get people to mistrust each other. And you do this because she's an analyst. And as an analyst, she would make sure what propaganda operations were successful, which ones weren't. So she knows what works. So the first part of the video, you establish authority. I'm CIA. I'm military. You need to trust us. Second part of the video, they introduce the threat. And the threat's not foreign. The threat's domestic. The threat's Donald Trump. And then at the end, they introduce the solution. What's the solution? You resist. You say no. But they don't give an option. They say this is an obligation for you to do. Now, she is being run. because she didn't come up with this herself. She's a Brennan acolyte, and you usually don't have congressmen and senators doing anything together. They kind of hate each other. So in order to organize this, this had to have had some sort of handler telling her what to do. And it was risky because nothing like this has ever been done in the history of the country. And you can even tell because the media was skeptical. And they couldn't answer the question, so they hadn't even been read in on the operation. You see them fumbling and stumbling. And I'm glad that the U.S. military is now investigating this guy, Kelly, because this is what we expect from Donald Trump 2.0. You can't have the deep state interfering with a duly elected presidency and get away with it. You got to draw the line in the sand, and you have to make examples out of people.
When I saw that video last week that they put out, now it's been connected to the Soros NGOs. The senators and House members basically trying to prep a military coup, a mutiny against Trump and the American electorate who we voted for. I said, Dan, what they said here is couched. It's thinly veiled, but it's legal under the First Amendment. But the globalists and the Podesta plan and the Democrats planning civil war and the larger agenda saying drive Trump from office and their whole civil war plan, they even put in a movie that came out last year, Civil War. And in the last few months, one battle after another with Leonardo DiCaprio literally pushes this plan. So what's illegal is the funders and the planners of this admitting it's part of a larger plan to trigger a civil war and a true seditious conspiracy. That's what the FBI questioning Senator Kelly and the others should be all about. If Hegseth comes out with a military tribunal, because he's former military and officer, can be recalled, that's legal, and they have a trial, they'll be found not guilty. Kelly will be, because they couched it. But the fact that they were sent to sow discord, the fact that it's part of a larger admitted plan that Podesta put out that they're following, that's the conspiracy, that's what's illegal, and that's what has to be looked at.
All right, this whole thing is a plan. They were seeing how much they could get away with. Even the media was caught off guard, like, oh, hey, you guys should have given us a heads up on this anti-Trump psychological warfare, because we don't know how to handle it right now. So anyway, I wanted to let you guys know this is a bigger deal than I realized. Even I was like, wait a minute, something feels really off about this. But you start digging in and you realize they were using military authority, CIA authority, senator authority, and then they were trying to spark a reaction from Trump so that they could make him look mentally ill, mentally deficient, that he was crazy. And then now we find out that it's George Soros and others that are testing the fence to see if they'll get burned, and we can't.
Lastly today, here's commentary from Dr. Steve Turley on one of his latest shows on YouTube. This one about the repulsive leftist Ilhan Omar, U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar from Minnesota. In this video, Turley discusses how cultural Marxists like Omar believe it is their right to plunder and destroy America under the doctrine of post-Americanism.
Ilhan Omar held a press conference in response to Trump's termination of TPS in the wake of this fraud scheme, and her words were nothing less than a parody of repulsiveness.
Somalis are not terrorizing this nation. We are helping it thrive. Somalis have always seen themselves as a fabric of this nation. So not only are we not going anywhere, we are not going to allow anybody to make us feel less Minnesotan or less American.
So true to form, according to Ilhan Omar, Somalis are the real victims in all this. Somalis are the victim. Not only are Somalis the fabric of America, right? That's what you just said. Somalis are the fabric of America. I bet you didn't know that, by the way. Not only are Somalis the fabric of America, but they are now the victims of a terrorizing, racist, bigoted president. I think it was Chris Rufo on Lauren Ingram's show last night who said that Ilhan Omar appears to be more outraged over those who exposed the scheme than the hundreds of millions of dollars stolen by her own constituents. And Minnesota may have the highest density of fraud in the entire nation, by the way. So this is literally looks like it's just the tip of the iceberg. Ilhan Omar is more upset that the fraud was exposed and uncovered than she is about the fraud itself. And there's a reason for that. And that is, for cultural Marxists like Ilhan Omar, what her constituents are doing is simply applying the very plundering principle by which, as far as she's concerned, America originally enriched itself. Back on America. So I'll say that again because I think it's key. Cultural Marxists like Ilhan Omar believe that America came to power by plundering and exploiting indigenous populations. And so now justice demands that those very populations and all third world peoples now get to plunder us. That's exactly what this Somali scam in Minneapolis was doing with our tax dollars. They were plundering us. The way, supposedly, we used to plunder them. Now, we talked about this last Saturday, but here we could take a little deeper dive in all of this. It's a phenomenon known as post-Americanism, okay? And post-Americanism, which is basically taking over the Democrat Party, post-Americanism is the belief that America is fundamentally an evil, unfair, exploitive, racist, unjust, sexist society. And therefore deserves to be completely replaced by a post-1964 political and cultural revolution. You literally have Democrats like Elie Mystal, who's a frequent contributor to MSNBC, who openly declare that all laws passed before the 1964 Civil Rights Act are null and void because they were all passed by what was in effect an apartheid state. And of course, if you take that logic all the way, that means nullifying the Constitution. Because for these radical leftists, the Constitution is itself inherently racist. In fact, you know, the so-called Black National Anthem, right, that is often sung before NFL games. When they defend that, you'll hear radical leftists, particularly on MSNBC, arguing that the National Anthem is itself racist. Particularly the third verse, they'll say. So we have to understand Ilhan Omar and cultural Marxist Democrats are a party of post-Americanism. They hate pre-1964 America, and they have ultimately no loyalty whatsoever to our nation in any absolute sense. But as you're noticing, they are loyal. They are patriotic towards other countries, particularly their countries of origin. So for post-American politicians, patriotism and loyalty do not disappear. They just simply relocate away from our nation to another one. I mean, we saw this recently. Do you remember Illinois Representative Delia Ramirez? She's a bona fide member of the squad, right? This group of ultra-repulsive Marxists like Ilhan Omar and AOC and the like. She made a statement while visiting Mexico City and speaking in Spanish. She openly declared, "I am a proud Guatemalan before I am a proud American." And everybody in the audience started clapping. This was a United States representative who publicly declared in another country and in another language that her ultimate loyalty, her primary allegiance, is to another nation. What that Guatemalan congresswoman proves, what Ilhan Omar proves, is that patriotic loyalty in the context of post-Americanism simply gets displaced and redirected and inevitably redirects towards ethno-nationalist racial tribalisms. So this is the incredible irony of what the Democrat Party is becoming. It's becoming the party of ethno-nationalism. Whether it's in the form of BLM or La Raza, which literally means the race, or Somalian nationalism or Guatemalan nationalism, the post-American Democrat Party is increasingly becoming the party of ethno-tribalisms. And again, the beauty is President Trump is saying bluntly, no more. Our post-Americanism that we're seeing infecting the Democrat Party stops with me. We may continue to see it here or there in, you know, Democrat urban enclaves, but as far as the Trump White House is concerned, post-Americanism is dead. America first is the future, which means that Ilhan Omar may be the one looking for another country to represent.
That's all for our show today. As always, we hope you found today's content of interest and value. You can listen to and or watch a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly here on the Jim Benson Show pages at bbsradio.com/The Jim Benson Show. And elsewhere on the internet, including x.com at jamesb50309177. Also on Rumble.com and Apple Podcasts. While you're at it, if you visit my pages here at bbsradio.com/The Jim Benson Show, scroll down to my index page, the first page there, and check out toward the bottom our related videos section. Look for us again 2 weeks from today in the same time slot with another episode of the show. Have a great rest of your day and evening.